went here, the rowdies went there, they kicked the ball around. The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, then they fall on the ground.
Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are
kicking the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer Mr. Zero Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors, the Rochester Rhinos, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, The Soccer Shack, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti, your co-host. Thanks for joining us. We have a big show tonight. We have Dick Howard plus three big guests. So let's bring on Joe Sirianni right now. Joe, obviously a big weekend for our teams up in the in upstate New York, the Flash and the Rhinos.
Well, actually, you know, that's, well, first of all, thank you, Andrew, for the nice intro. And just to follow up on what you said, soccer is here. Two big games that you know that our team played. The Rhinos won it, and the Flash tied. So the home opener coming up, and we'll see what happens.
That's right, the Flash home opener this Sunday, 4 o'clock against the Atlanta Beat, the same team they played yesterday to a 2-2 draw. We'll be having McCall Zerboni, the Flash forward and formerly of Atlanta, so a good tie-in there. We'll find out a little bit more about the Atlanta team. Anthony Hamilton, the scorer of the Rhinos' winning goal on Saturday, will be with us, as will Dick Howard. But all eyes, Joe, are going to be on Salt Lake City this Wednesday. I think you can suffice to say every MLS fan, every U.S. soccer fan is going to be a fan of Real Salt Lake as they go for the Champions League title against Monterrey this coming Wednesday, 10 o'clock.
Well, Andrew, I think those are exciting times for soccer in the United States, and not only for the Real Salt Lake, but for the prestige of soccer in the United States. And certainly, we're going to be following the game, and we're going to be there for Real Salt Lake, and we I'm sure that in Salt Lake City, you know, we're going to have the advantage.
Well, we're going to find out right now as we're going to go out to Salt Lake right now and speak to one of the players who's certainly going to be making an impact in this game on Wednesday night. He's a defender for Real Salt Lake, originally from Long Island, a native New Yorker, so we're very happy about that. Chris Wingert joins us. Chris's appearance is brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria. More than 20 locations, one phone number, 234-5555. Chris, thanks for being with us. How you doing?
I'm doing good, guys. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure, Chris. And first of all, I got to say, my co-host, the host, Joe Sirianni, was the former trainer for the Rochester Lancers. So he knew your dad, Norm, when he played in the NASL for the Philadelphia Adams back in the day.
Those were the good days.
That's right. Back in the early 70s, yeah. Unfortunately, I wasn't around to see too many of those games. But,
you know, one good thing that you're following in your father's footsteps.
Yeah, exactly. No, he's obviously was a player himself, and so I grew up, in a soccer household, I guess you could say.
Well, Chris, I tell you, this week I'm sure has been quite a whirlwind these past number of days, especially after the result in Monterrey and the way that match finished up with Javier Morales scoring that late goal to earn the draw, and now you guys have the Mexicans, Monterrey, the Mexican champions, where you want them at home, where you haven't lost a game in almost 2 years. Tell us about how things are going with the preparations for this match with Real Salt Lake.
Everything's going good. You know, obviously we were, pretty pleased with the result down there, coming away with a 2-2 draw. But at the same time, we realized that Wednesday night's going to be still a very tough match for us. And we know we've put ourselves in a good position, but all our focus is on winning the match on Wednesday, and we don't want to take anything for granted.
Well, Chris, just, from my perspective, I a game like this that with so much importance, so much at risk, it brings the best of all the players, and you know, I'm sure that you guys mentally and physically are ready to for this game. Tell me, you know, for yourself a little bit, your mental preparation and what do you really think that needs to be done in order to, you know, to avert any collapse or anything that, you know, sometime, you know, unfortunately happens within a team.
Yeah, I think, you know, the key right from the start, or I guess as soon as last Wednesday's match was over, is just to refocus and kind of realize the task at hand. Coming back to the U.S., we've received an incredible amount of support, you know, and good wishes from everybody, not only here in Utah, but from around the league and around the country. But, you know, it's a quick reminder to ourselves and to everybody else that we haven't won anything yet. And believe me, we realize that. And so, you know, this whole week has been, you know, a combination of getting everybody rested up while still trying to stay sharp on the field, focus on, you know, some different tactical things that we felt like we could have done a better job in the last game, and hopefully we will in this game. You know, and if everything goes our way, obviously we'll be the ones who are attacking. We'll be the ones who are, you know, dominating the possession in the game. But at the same time, we realize that Monterey is an excellent club, and that we're going to have a battle on our hands for us come Wednesday night.
We're here with Chris Ringert from Real Salt Lake. Again, the match is 10 o'clock Wednesday night. It'll be live on Fox Soccer Channel, and I'm sure almost every bar that shows MLS matches or soccer matches will have this game turned on. I know I'll be watching it from my nice, comfortable living room. Chris, I got to ask you, I was really shocked during the match, and I guess there was a reason for it, was the two early substitutions by Monterey. It's come out now that both those players actually are pretty badly hurt and they won't be playing in the match on Wednesday. But then the coach of Monterey, Victor Manuel Vucetich, does this guy have any clue about now not to motivate your opponents? I mean, this guy said some things that I simply could not believe. Basically, he seems like he just blew you guys off, saying that that their team played a great match, and he quoted, "they dirtied the game a lot." I mean, that's got to give you guys even more incentive to knock off Monterey, win the match, and win it outright, and have no away goal rule or anything like that to decide the outcome of the two game series. But what, I know you don't want to say anything bad about their coach. What are your thoughts? What are the players' thoughts about what happened with those comments from the Monterey coach?
Yeah, I mean, we were a little bit surprised when we heard what was said. And we thought it was a little bit disrespectful, but at the same time, this guy knows what he's doing. He's won championships before, and he's got an incredible record in finals. So I'm not really sure if that played a part in it. But as a player, we can't get caught up in that. You know, our focus is just to take care of business on Wednesday and try to make sure we take all the details so that we can win the match. We're not going to worry too much about that. We'll let the media and everybody else talk about that. But for us as players, you know, we felt like we did a pretty good job down there in terms of the results. We could have played better in certain aspects of the game, but they're a good team, and so there's going to be times when they're attacking us and we have to defend with everything we have. And thanks to a little bit of brilliance at the end of the match from Javier, we put ourselves in a pretty good position. So we're not going to focus on you know, what they're saying. And our motivation is going to come from winning a championship, and that's you know, that's the case on Wednesday. If you're not going to be up for this game, you shouldn't be playing soccer. You don't need any extra motivation besides what's at stake already.
Well, go ahead, Joe.
Well, as a defender, I'm sure that you do realize that most of the time, a good defense will wins games. So I'm sure that you and your partner is going to be ready for this game to control their dangerous forward that they may have.
They've got one big one, Humberto Suazo from Chile, the top scorer in World Cup qualifying. So he's a handful. Definitely.
So whoever going to get that assignment, you know, is going to have his hands full. So we just hope that you know, you guys are undefeated at home. We hope that you continue to be undefeated, and you know, our hearts and our prayers and our soccer knowledge, you know, our soccer savvy is with you guys.
Yeah, thanks so much. We appreciate the support big time. You know, I think in terms of a guy like Suazo and their other special players, it's not going to be a one-on-one job. You know, obviously it's team defense, and that's why we've been successful in the past. So we're going to really focus on you know, trying to help each other out, and hopefully we'll be you know, possessing the ball on their ends, and that will be our best form of defense. If we can attack them and get after them, and they don't have the ball on our end, that will be our best form of defense. But I'm sure there will be times in the match when you know, they're coming at us, and we're going to really need to do a good job of communicating and making sure we focus on their guys running through. They attack with a lot of numbers, and they have guys that come through and make runs at all different angles, and that's why they're so hard to deal with. So, you know, we've been really focused on that, and I believe that we're well prepared, and we'll be ready to go on Wednesday night.
Chris, tell us about what's been going on in the city with all the fans and the buzz going around Salt Lake. I mean, the Utah Jazz are not in the NBA playoffs, so you guys are the only match in town. And what's been, how's the media coverage been, and how excited are the fans about Wednesday's match?
It's been outstanding. You know, I have to give the fans credit out here. Even before I came to the team, when the franchise first started and they were struggling, they were still coming out in big numbers and supporting the club. And now that we've been able to win a bit, we're happy that we can reward the fans, you know, for their commitment to the team. And we put ourselves in a good position to possibly win another championship on Wednesday. And that would be the ultimate reward for all the fans here. But there's been an incredible amount of support and love from everybody around the city. And you know, I'm sure that's going to continue. And it's been great for us to see, and it's nice to be a part of.
Chris, I know that the winning the championship, the MLS Cup in 2009, was a big match, but is this the biggest match of your career on Wednesday night?
In some ways, I think it is. You know, I'll let kind of other people determine how massive the game is, but for us right now, we're just concerned about the details and what we have to do to win the game and get the result that we need in order to be champions. I'm not too concerned with you know, how massive the game is. I understand that, you know, it's a huge deal, not only for the club, but for the league as well. And, you know, hopefully we're going to go out and put on a good performance and win the match. But that'll be something that you talk about afterwards. Right now, our focus is all on the little things tactically that we need to do as a team and that I need to do individually. So I'm not concentrating so much on how big the match is or how big the win would be if we're fortunate enough to win. I'll worry about that afterwards.
I was just going to say that the reality of the thing, my experience from the past and dealing with big games like this, is at the end of the day is that the calmness and of the players that go on the field without being nervous and being constructive and just playing another game. It's just another game with a bigger, you know, another big game. But the reality of the thing is that you know, you have to you have to maintain composure, you have to be creative, and you have to play the game just like a normal game and let the flow of the game, you know, dictate. Because if you go and try to do the extra things, then that's when everything gets fouled up. So I hope that you guys approach this game, you know, with the right attitude, because it's just another game that needs to be won, and you guys know how to win.
Yeah, I mean, we've been, you know, we realize that we've been successful, and particularly at home for, you know, for certain reasons, and so we're going to try to focus on those same things and do what we do best on Wednesday. But, you know, we do realize the significance of the match. There's no doubt about that. But at the same time, you know, like I said, our focus is on all the little details that are going to hopefully take care of the result for us. And if we can accomplish those things, then we feel like, you know, at the end of the day, we'll be the champs.
Well, Chris, I know a lot of Rochester fans follow you guys anyway because the former Rhino Tim Melia is one of your goalkeepers. I'm sure we'd love to see Tim come away with a Champions League ring as we would all the members of Salt Lake. So we wish you all the best of luck for Wednesday night. We'll certainly be watching, and hopefully you guys will be booking your place in the World Club Championship in December.
Yeah, I hope so too. All right, thanks so much for having me, guys.
No problem, Chris. Thank
Good
you.
Luck. Good luck.
Okay,
Chris
care.
Wingert from Real Salt Lake. And again, the match is Wednesday night, 10 p.m. kickoff from Rio Tinto Stadium on Fox Soccer Channel. You don't want to miss this one. Again, I think it's probably one of the biggest matches, not only in Real history, but also MLS history, because it'll be the first time an MLS team will have won the Champions League as it is constructed right now. The last team to win in the Champions Cup was the LA Galaxy from MLS, but I tell you, it's going to be a big one, and we all wish Real Salt Lake the best, and see what happens. We'll talk more about this match and also the UEFA Champions League semifinals this coming up this week with Dick Howard. That's next here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on your Sports Leader FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com, radio-soccer.com, and WYSL1040.com.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is Kicking the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The one place in town to get all your gear is the Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at the Soccer Shack. National team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton. With a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
Watch the sparks fly as Rochester enters the highest level of women's professional soccer in the world with the Western New York Flash. Starring five-time FIFA Player of the Year, Marta. Ball girl opportunities, season, and group ticket specials online at WNYFlash.com. Strike it big with Marta and the Flash. Get struck. Season opener 4 p.m. at Salem Stadium Sunday, May 1st. Get free Flash magnet schedules. Marta and the Flash versus Atlanta Beat.
New Way Auto Parts, with six locations in the Rochester area, is your full-service auto parts store, servicing both wholesale and retail customers. New Way Auto Parts is the first choice for local repair shops and dealers for over 50 years. Shop where the pros do at New Way Auto Parts. Go to HanAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HANAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at Salvatore's.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Rochester Rhinos are ready for action in their 16th season. The Rhinos' home opener is Saturday, May 7th at 7 p.m. against the Charleston Battery. 2011 Rhinos season tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. Single game tickets and group sale discounts are available. Get the complete 2011 schedule by visiting the Rhinos website at rhinosoccer.com. Be at the heart of the Rhinos action at Salem Stadium all season long.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship Team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
Our international report with Dick Howard is brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming in Pittsburgh, and check out Top Notch's new Facebook page at facebook.com/topnotchmonogramming. Dick, how are you doing tonight?
Not too bad at all, Andrew. Good to chat to you. It's going to be a great week for soccer.
Yeah, we're just talking with Chris Wingert of Real Salt Lake, Joe and I, and what a match that's going to be. It's, you know, the ultimate prize, the CONCACAF Champions League title, and I think RSL is in a prime position to be the first team from MLS to take home the Champions League trophy. So, but what are your thoughts on this match coming up?
Well, I think it's tremendous, and then you go into the World Club Championship. You know, it's tremendous for football, for soccer in North America, because that's and let's face it, there are the doubters in other parts of the world that would talk about, you know, football, soccer in North America, and saying it's not at the same level. But here, if Real Salt Lake do in fact get to the World Club Championship, wouldn't that be tremendous for the game itself? And full credit for them, they did exceptionally well. And, you know, few teams going to Monterrey and get that kind of result, and it's all now in their favor, and it'll be a fabulous atmosphere on Wednesday night.
Well, Dick, you know that. If they do win, they really, what a big accolade for soccer in the United States, like you said, because I think that the whole MLS image, you know, it's you know, can get a plus by a win by Real Salt Lake City.
Well, this is it, Joe, and this is what people look at. They look at the world's game, and, you know, which countries get to the World Cup finals, which countries are always in the World Club Championship, and this is where Real Salt Lake have the chance to do that, and certainly it will do tremendous good for the game in North America, and say tied in with some exciting games planned in European Champions League. It's going to be a week where a few people will be signing off sick, I think, this week, and having headaches on Tuesday and Wednesday afternoon.
That's for sure.
Yeah. Dick, before we go to any other thing, I just want to compliment you on one thing. Your assessment of Christine Sinclair, it was completely right to, you know, right to the point and completely correct. She is a terrific player, and, you know, she does much honor to the Canadian soccer and being a member of the national team. So my compliment to you for enlightening us and her
Thanks,
abilities.
Joe. No, she's a great role model. I have the greatest of admiration for Christina, and certainly looking forward to seeing her and Marta combining forces for the Flash. It's going to be a great season for soccer.
That's right. Sunday, 4 o'clock is the opening home match at Salem Stadium against Atlanta. But let's talk about Tuesday and Wednesday. I was just thinking about this, Dick, that there's a possibility, if things work out, we could have Real Salt Lake against Real Madrid. I don't know how they would tell the teams apart. I tell you what, that match on Wednesday, every soccer fan, I think, is got their mouth watering for the chance to see these two teams that are such bitter rivals and such great clubs going against each other in the semifinals. They've played three times this year, and there have been one win by each team and a draw. So, really, it's up for grabs. And
the momentum's with Real Madrid at the moment, isn't it? Because,
what,
you know, they
what
had the
a result that was.
In La Liga, then the 1-0 win. But I think, you know, we've talked about this before, and Joe will testify to this. And I saw the way that Casillas was playing. I thought, he is not going to concede a goal today. He was just, we call him in the zone with some of the saves he was making. And then, of course, you've got Cristiano Ronaldo, who showed he can not only score with his feet but also score with the head and to get the winning goal. But I thought the performance of Casillas was instrumental, as was the performance of Cavallo. I thought Pepe was outstanding defenders. But it really does set up for two marvelous games in Madrid and then in Barcelona.
Well, there's a rumor going around. I don't know if you've heard a final determination that the referee for this match on Wednesday at the...
It's a German guy.
Oh, they've already decided it's a German.
Yeah, it's a German.
Okay, because there was rumors it was going to be a Portuguese referee.
No, it's a German guy.
Okay, so that rumor, I guess, has already been put to side. But that would have been... I don't know how FIFA could have even thought about having a Portuguese referee with Mourinho as the coach of Real Madrid. But, Dick, the other match... Sir Alex Ferguson has come out. You know, he knows that Manchester United has had problems in the past against German teams. Mm-hmm. Schalke is a quality side, despite their not so hot performance in the Bundesliga lately. But when you have a player like Raul leading the way, I mean, this is a world class player, scored
amazing.
More goals than anybody in the Champions League history. They've got a chance, and the way they beat Inter, you got to say, you know. This is going to be a real test for Manchester United.
Well, as you rightly mentioned, they haven't done too well against German teams over the years, and the atmosphere in the Veltins Arena in Gelsenkirchen will be unreal. And if they can get the result there, it'll put them in good stead for Old Trafford. But a lot of people are saying, "Oh, it's a walkover." It is not. They've got an outstanding young goalkeeper in Manuel Neuer, who's going to be leaving them at the end of the season. Some people have even mentioned him coming into the Premiership. And at the other end of the field, Edwin van der Sar, you know, he could get, I was reading, and I always follow goalkeeping records, 50 shutouts in the Champions League, and equaling a record of 13 Champions League semi-final appearances, the same as Claude Makélélé. You know, an outstanding season, and wouldn't it be a great way to finish for him to retire playing in the Champions League final? So, all kinds of things happening, no Dimitar Berbatov, but he did it again, didn't he, against Everton late on. He is such a great jumper for such a little guy, and he got up at the back post there, and no chance at all for Tim Howard. So
I was so hoping Everton was going to at least come out with a draw in that match.
They played exceptionally well, and it was, you know, as I say, one of those games where you thought, yeah, they're going to be able to hold out, but it was not to be, and Man U has that remarkable record in Old Trafford, and they maintained it.
Well, you know, I think that English soccer right now, it's the premier soccer that's been played all over, bar none. I think that Barcelona and Real Madrid are just as equal, but it's a different style of soccer. I mean, if you look at Barcelona, and you know, and by the way, there is rumor that Guardiola is going to be gone after this season by his own choice. I saw a TV program where they interviewed him, and he said being too long in one place it's just not good, because then you become stale. But in any event, it will be a loss if he leaves.
Yeah,
what is your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's a good point, Joe, but you're right. And then, of course, you look at Sir Alex Ferguson, and since 1986, you do your mathematics, it's a long time in one club. And I think Arsene Wenger and David Moyes, the Everton manager, the only two that sort of come close to that. But it is, unusual. It wouldn't surprise me. He's certainly a man of the world, Pep Guardiola. Where he would move to, who knows, whether it be the Premiership. But he's an outstanding young coach. He's done a great job with Barcelona. And it's one of those things that there's all kinds of rumours going around at this time of the season with regards to coaches. And talking about coaches, I think the job that Ralf Rangnick's done with Schalke 04 has been tremendous, because he took over from Felix Magath, you know, and he'd already got them through to the later stages of the Champions League, and he's kept that momentum. So he did a great job with Hoffenheim. He's one of the outstanding young coaches in German football, and it's going to be an interesting tactical battle.
Certainly will, but the pressure on Sir Alex Ferguson, having these two matches against Schalke, and then having to go to Arsenal this Sunday for a match that up until yesterday was extremely important with the Premiership title. Of course, Arsenal lost at Bolton, which really pretty much has knocked them out of the race for the title. But then the next weekend on Sunday, Chelsea comes to Old Trafford, and Ancelotti has said that he thinks they still have a shot to win the Premiership. If Man U doesn't win in Arsenal, that match on the 8th will be for the pretty much the whole marbles, yeah. winning the league.
It's incredible, isn't it? But I give a lot of credit to Alex Ferguson with regards to the way he manages the players, because he'll rest players for games, and you know, there's no Vidic at the weekend, but, you know, he's very astute in his selection of players, and I think they'll be ready for whether it be a domestic championship or whether it's Champions League.
It's going to be quite a test, and I tell you, I'll be the first to say if Man U can sweep these four matches, they are the best team. I just don't know if that's going to happen. Obviously, my heart is with Chelsea, but I think they're going to have the fourth of those four matches, and if there's any time that Chelsea has a good opportunity to beat Manchester United at Old Trafford, like they did last year, mm-hmm. it would be next Sunday, the 8th of May, Mother's Day here in the United States.
Fernando Torres got on the score sheet, so it was tremendous to see the celebrations there, wasn't it?
The entire team jumped on him. I think everyone was waiting for that. So
I always sorry for the bottom guy in the pile when that happens, you know. And it's usually the scorer. So
Chelsea has Tottenham coming in on Saturday, so that's going to be a big test there. But they have to win that match. They can't be looking ahead. So, Dick, I tell you, it's going to be a great week of soccer. We're really looking forward to it, all topped off by the Flash with their home opener against Atlanta. So, Dick, thanks for being with us, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Yeah, right, guys. Enjoy the weekend. Let's hope the Flash start off on a good note at home and that the fans come out, because it's going to be a great season for both the teams in Rochester this year.
Thank you very much, Dick, and have a good day.
Okay, guys. Bye for now.
Bye.
Cheerio. Dick Howard live from Toronto with our international report here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And hopefully Dick will get to come down to Rochester for a couple of Flash matches, maybe in a couple of Rhinos matches. Who knows?
Yeah, well, he will. He said that he would.
Yeah, we've got some great Canadian players on the Rhinos as well. And one of them who's not Canadian, of course, our U.S. native, is the man who scored the game-winning goal for the Rhinos against Dayton on the weekend in the 3-2 win, Anthony Hamilton. He'll be our next guest on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040, WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com, radio-soccer.com, and WYSL1040.com.
This is Soccer Sam. You're listening to Soccer's a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040 with the legendary Joe Sirianni.
Here comes that rainy day feeling again. And soon my tears, they will be falling like rain.
Local sports leader.
You're listening to WYSL1040.com on the web.
FM 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL
Avon Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak, is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's The Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Is your family growing and it's time to move up to your next home? You can afford to build your next home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? Faber homes are in communities with good schools, parks, and the conveniences your family needs. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta, and coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes. Great homes. Great price.
Watch the sparks fly as Rochester enters the highest level of women's professional soccer in the world with the Western New York Flash. Starring five-time FIFA Player of the Year, Marta. Ball girl opportunities, season, and group ticket specials online at WNYFlash.com. Strike it big with Marta and the Flash. get struck.
For season tickets, call the Flash at 716-655-PLAY or the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash, experience the best.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The one place in town to get all your gear is the Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at the Soccer Shack. National team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
The Rochester Rhinos are ready for action in their 16th season. The Rhinos home opener is Saturday, May 7th at 7 p.m. against the Charleston Battery. 2011 Rhinos season tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. Single game tickets and group sale discounts are available. Get the complete 2011 schedule by visiting the Rhinos website at rhinosoccer.com. Be at the heart of the Rhinos action at Salem Stadium all season long.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battista here with Joe Redcard Suriani. Don't forget our Facebook page is facebook.com/radiosoccer and our Twitter page is twitter.com/radiosoccer. You can get there from our website at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. And Joe, I'll tell you, I was very happy to see the Rhinos getting that first victory on the season, getting their first 3 points. And the gentleman who we're going to have as our next guest is the guy who put in the match-winning goal.
Well, it's a pleasure to have the Rhino come back home with a victory and preparing for the home opener. It's a plus for the people that are coming to watch the game to know that they have a victory and to bank on it. And it's a pleasure to know that one of the author of the victory is here with us tonight.
We're happy to be joined by Rhinos forward Anthony Hamilton. And Anthony's appearance is brought to you by the Rhinos. You can get your 2011 season tickets by calling 454-KICK, the home opener, Saturday, May 7th against the Charleston Battery. Anthony, thanks for joining us, and congratulations on that first win of the season.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Anthony, I just, reading a little bit about the game and it looked like you guys dominated the whole game, but the Dayton team was not a pushover. Am I correct?
Yeah, definitely. We had a lot of chances, and just one of the things, they wouldn't go away. I mean, we hit the post quite a few times. We were getting in behind, but we couldn't put them away, and so they kept coming, especially at the end of the game, and so we were fortunate to be able to close it out and get a win.
Always being able to finish off games is a key to a top level team, and they certainly, the Dutch Lions threw everything at you guys in the last 5 minutes and got one goal back and nearly equalized, but some good defensive play by the Rhinos kept us ahead and gave us the victory. Now, you came in off the bench because you've been nursing a hamstring injury. A little ironic, because if you don't know, Anthony Hamilton's nickname is Hammy, and he had hamstring injury. But tell us about how that happened, that injury, and how are you recovering?
Yeah, I just had a sore hammy in the game against I think Harrisburg in preseason, and so. Unfortunately, I was trying to get there, but wasn't able to for the first road trip in Wilmington and Richmond. And having that weekend off, I mean, it was really hard for me to watch the games. But at the same time, I needed the rest, and so now I'm close to 100%, and so I'm able to put in more minutes going forward. So I'm looking forward to it.
Well, Anthony, just. You're the second year with the Rhinos, and certainly the team is coming together right now since you guys been open up training camp. Tell us a little bit about where you guys are right now, and preparing for this upcoming game the home opener?
Right now, we're trying to get as many points as we can on the road, and so it's a real growing experience for our team. Just trying to still get more chemistry with the new guys that are in, and still build on what we did last year. And so it was tough with the results in the beginning, but right now we're just trying to continue to get better every time, trying to really work on things defensively, all be on the same page, and then offensively just create as much as we can. And so it's been a work in progress, and we're far from playing our best soccer yet, but it's one of the things Bob is really pushing us to get to.
Now, Anthony, the Harrisburg City Islanders, the team that you guys played in the final preseason game down in Pennsylvania, we have them on Saturday. So tell us a bit about what we can expect to see from Harrisburg. I know we have former Rhino Chase Harrison in goal. Chad Sievers is on their team as well. Tell us about what we can expect from Saturday's match.
I suspect it'll be just a very physical match. I mean, when we came in and played them there, it wasn't the best conditions because it was kind of in the rain and it was sloppy, and but they were a very physical team. They looked to push balls in behind us and have guys to run into them, and I think you can expect from us we're gonna try to play. We're going to really gonna try to take the action to them and not be on the back foot, and so just do whatever we can to get in their face and make things hard for them.
Well, actually, you know, there's another thing that comes up on Wednesday, and that's a dinner where everybody that is a Rhino fan is welcome to come and to the Italian American Sports Club on Wednesday at 4, I think it's 4:30 p.m.
No, 5:45.
5:45 p.m. It's a dinner that has been promoted by a soccer aficionado, Bernie Iacovangelo. And, anybody that wants to get a table or wants to attend singularly.
Yeah, check with Bernie because it may be sold out. We have to...
Well, you call the Rhino's office or call it Bernie Iacovangelo. I think that the Rhino's office probably, can give you all the details pertaining to the numbers. I don't have it in front of me right now. So,
okay.
But it's going to be a great dinner. It's going to be a welcome home Rhinos. And it's something that every soccer fan should be there to familiarize with the players, get to know who they are, and it's a great event. So I hope that all the listeners and all the soccer aficionados, will come to not only meet the player but experience great food.
And Anthony, you were there last year, so you can vouch for how good the food is.
Oh yeah, the food was amazing. It was amazing. Home cooked. It was all great.
I know it's good. It's good for the players to be able to sit with the fans and get to know them a little bit more personally. I know the new players. Have you guys told the veterans told the new players about this dinner and to make sure they come hungry?
Oh yeah, we have. So everybody's gonna be looking forward to it, and probably may have to skip lunch that day so we can pack in some extra.
And I got to load up on the pasta. But, Joe and I will be there. We'll be doing a podcast with get some more interviews from some of the Rhino returning veterans and also some of the new guys. So, and then we're looking forward to May 7th when you guys make your first home match, make your first home appearance this season against the defending champions, the Charleston Battery. Anthony, thanks a lot. We'll see you on Wednesday, and then we'll be watching online at USLLive.com for the match on Saturday against Harrisburg.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Anthony. Anthony Hamilton from the Rochester Rhinos here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass again. The Rhinos taking on the road one last time before the first bit of the homestand of the season. Rhinos against Harrisburg. 7:00, I believe, is the kickoff for that match. I'll confirm that on the break. And then, of course, Sunday, it's the Western New York Flash making their first home appearance in Rochester. And joining us as our next guest will be forward McCall Zerboni from the Flash. She'll be next on your Sports Leader FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com, radio-soccer.com, and WYSL1040.com.
Hi, this is Casey Keller. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Top-notch monogramming is
Soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
Reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA Wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Kuja Kuj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me, salvatores.com.
The Rochester Rhinos are ready for action in their 16th season. The Rhinos home opener is Saturday, May 7th at 7 p.m. against the Charleston Battery. 2011 Rhinos season tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. Single game tickets and group sale discounts are available. Get the complete 2011 schedule by visiting the Rhinos website at rhinosoccer.com. Be at the heart of the Rhinos action at Salem Stadium all season long.
And now, the truth about insurance.
People assume quality car insurance has to cost more. People assume too much. The truth is, drivers who switch to Allstate save money, and they got more protection. So get the facts. Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you like Allstate.
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo today at 244-2130. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
New Way Auto Parts, your locally owned and operated full-service auto parts store, has serviced Rochester area consumers for over 50 years. New Way stocks a full line of AC Delco and Motorcraft parts, along with Wix filters, Monroe shocks and struts, Walker exhausts, and Timken bearings. Six locations in the Rochester area, including in the city, Irondequoit, Greece, Gates, Henrietta, and Farmington. Go to HahnAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HAHNAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
Watch the sparks fly as Rochester enters the highest level of women's professional soccer in the world with the Western New York Flash. Starring five-time FIFA Player of the Year, Marta. Ball Girl Opportunities, season, and group ticket specials online at WNYFlash.com. Strike it big with Marta and the Flash. Get struck. Season opener 4 p.m. at Salem Stadium Sunday, May 1st. Get three Flash magnet schedules. Marta and the Flash versus Atlanta Beat.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
I wish they all could be California. I wish they all could be California. I wish they all could be California.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Sirianni. We'll be getting to our final guest tonight, all the way from California, Mikhail Zuboni, in just a moment. But I want to mention that the Rhinos match against Harrisburg is a 7 p.m. kickoff down at Skyline Sports Complex in Harrisburg. So pregame will be on before that. And then the match again live on USLLive.com. You can watch all of it as it happens. And hopefully the Rhinos will come away with a second victory of the season before they have their home opener on May 7th against Charleston. But Joe, this Sunday, it's the first ever home match for the Western New York Flash in the WPS. We got a chance to see them play against the Greece Cobras. I know one, our guest is somebody who really impressed you during that match.
I can tell you one thing, that perhaps one of the things that I have in common with her is a vertical kind of thing, the way you put it, is that, you know, she's not a very tall woman, and I'm not a very tall man, so we have something in common. But what we don't have in common is the fact that she's much faster than I am. She's much better looking than I am. And, of course, and she wore number 7, which is a number that was worn by one of the great players that ever played in Rochester, Mike Stojanovic, and he was a goal scorer.
That's right. So. And she's also one of the toughest players. Watching that match on against Greece Kobra, she was in the fight against for every ball. And unfortunately, she's been hurt, so which way she wasn't playing yesterday against Atlanta, but I know she's looking forward to playing against the Beat, as she's a former member of the Beat herself. She is McCall Zerboni, and her appearance tonight is brought to you by the Western New York Flash. Give them a call at 716-655-PLAY. You can still get your 2011 season tickets. Again, the home opener this Sunday, 4 o'clock against Atlanta. McCall, thanks for being with us. Thanks for being on the show.
Hey, how y'all doing?
We're doing very well. And the question is, how are you doing? From what I was told by AJ, you didn't make the trip down to Atlanta because you have a bit of an injury. What's going on?
Yeah, unfortunately, I just pulled my foot up a little bit, so the muscles and ligaments are a little bit disturbed in there. Give it some time to heal and pull itself back together. So just been giving it a break, doing some rehab, and trying to get back on the field as soon as possible. So.
Well, McCall, I just when I saw you on the field against the boys club, you so impressed me so much because you're tenacious, you're not afraid of doing anything, and let me tell you, you really were going 100 miles an hour then up and down the field. So tell us a little bit about you. I mean, just I know you have a lot of experience in playing soccer, but tell us about your game, your how you see it.
Oh, well, thank you. I don't know. I feel like when you're a smaller player, you kind of have to have the heart of a lion. I pride myself on trying to be the fittest that I can. Just so I can do the up and back work for the team and kind of be all over the place and just do the role that they need me to do. I've had some great experiences and coaches and things like that in the past. I played at UCLA, and then I played in LA my first year, in Atlanta last year, and I've just had some really good experiences that have helped me grow a lot as a player. And, of course, being here with the Flash with this coaching staff and all these amazing players, really they just make me look better. So it's nice to have a great supporting cast because, you know, it's kind of like iron sharpens iron. We all look a lot better, so it's good. It's nice.
You played with Martin in Los Angeles, right?
Yeah.
Well, tell us about a little bit the camaraderie with Marta.
You know, it was a lot of fun because my first year into the league was actually the first year of the league. So we were all new. We were all considered rookies to the WPS. And so we all came in with a beginner's mind, and that kind of brought us together immediately. So on the soul, we had players from all over the world, and obviously Marta from Brazil, and she wasn't speaking English at this time. So it was a lot of fun. You know, we'd make a lot of jokes, and but that's what made it more important for us to understand each other on the field, because we couldn't use our language to link up. So body language, habits, styles. So we were able to pick up each other's styles and habits a lot faster than I think if we were, able to be on the same page with our voices. So it was all very fun and interesting.
We're with McCall Zerboni from the Western New York Flash, and I watched most of the game. Actually, I watched all the game yesterday. We had about 20 people over for Easter, and I had to keep telling them, this is the Western New York Flash. They were playing here in Rochester. They were wearing black. This is the team with Marta, not Abby Wambach, and just trying to educate my relatives about the team. But of course, you played for Atlanta last year, so you're familiar with a lot of the players they have. Carly Loy, obviously, the woman who scored the game-winning goal in the Olympics, and Glory Chupny, who's also a member of the national team. But it was an interesting match. It was a very exciting match. We'll get to that in a second. But it was great to see Marta get on the score sheet, and Christine Sinclair, her teammate from FC Gopard last year, setting it up. A beautiful goal, and Sink with a rocket in the second minute. But Atlanta just wouldn't stop fighting, and they came away with a point. I don't think a lot of people didn't expect them to get a point in the match.
Yeah, I mean, just fabulous from our strikers. I mean, Sinclair, you know, she always comes out so super focused and just ready to go. She's like that at practice as well, never a dull moment. She's always, you know, hustling and trying to get better. And obviously Marta, you know, not starting, and she still comes off the bench as a fighter with that motivation, you know, and what better way to make a debut and to get a goal. So, I mean, just really good stuff from our strikers, and I think that's why we're one of the most feared attacking lines in the league. So definitely more to come from them, and it was interesting to watch. So it was good. I'm impressed, and I know there's more to come, so I hope everyone kind of sticks with us because we should be pretty entertaining. So...
McCall, did you see the game the way we saw it, that there was a very, very hard game? You know, there were a few, you know, Marta was floored 2-3 times, and the referee didn't call anything. Did you see the same thing that we saw?
Yeah, you know, you're going to get some of that. You know, that's just the unfortunate part of the game sometimes. But, you know, I have to say Atlanta came out strong second half. It looked like, you know, they kind of got it together at halftime in the locker room and came out kind of a new different team. And they gave us the run for our money. And it was a good game. It, you know, kept it interesting. Some people were underestimating them and, you know, really rating us high. And to come out with a 2-2 just kind of says a lot about the league and how talented it is. And, you know, this league this year is going to be fun to watch.
I can imagine that this week in practice is going to be very intense. Of course, seeing this same Atlanta Beat team coming in here on Sunday for the home opener, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of motivation, as if you didn't need any more motivation to come out and really try to put a number of goals past the Atlanta keeper, who she was brilliant. She had a great match. That was trying to find her name on the sheet here. I don't have it off the top of my head. Thank you. Thank you, McCall. I figured you would know that. But yeah, Allie had a great match. She had 13 saves, and a couple of them were just out of this world. So
I McCall, before I don't get a chance to ask you, Zerboni is an Italian name, am I correct?
Yes, sir.
And the reason why I ask you, because there's a lot of Italian people that in Rochester that would probably follow the Flash, and having you on the field, having you with the team and on the field, I hope, you know, is going to add a little bit more pride for us Italian people to see you there.
Yeah, I was really excited to hear there's a big Italian population in Rochester, and I look forward to meeting some of those people. I was really excited to hear that and chat with them a little bit. You know, I'm working on my Italian, so
You know that there's going to be a dinner in May 9th. At the Italian club, and certainly you're going to be one of the attractions over there once they find out that you're a real McCoy.
Yeah, we'll mingle, we'll hang out, no doubt about it. So I'm looking forward to meeting all those people for sure.
Well, McCall, hopefully you'll be coming back from your injury real soon, so we can get to see you on the field. But I know that you'll be there with the team on Sunday, 4:00 kickoff against Atlanta. All of us here in Rochester and all of upstate New York, we're really excited about this, the team coming here and playing your games in Rochester, and we're looking forward to that opener. And I'll be up in the press box, and Joe will be up in the press box too, I'm sure. So we'll be rooting you. Well, we can't root for you up in the press box. That's not allowed.
But. No, I'll be rooting for you anyway.
Okay. Right. Well, McCall, thanks a lot, and wish the team well for this week, and we'll see you on Sunday.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you guys. Have a great one.
Thanks, McCall. McCall Zerboni from the Western New York Flash here on Soccer is Kicking the Grass. Again, the home opener this Sunday, 4 p.m. at Salem Stadium against the Atlanta Bee. Don't forget, the Rhinos kickoff dinner is this Wednesday at 5:45. Doors open. Dinner served at 7 at the Sport Club. Call Bernie Iacovangelo, 889-4840, or Jordan Steffen at the Rhinos office, 454-3000, extension 130. Thanks to our guests, Chris Wingert from Real Salt Lake, along with John Colluder, who set up the interview with Chris, Anthony Hamilton from the Rhinos, Eric Trendle, always doing a great job for us, McCall Zerboni and A.J. Chesteray from the Western New York Flash, and hopefully we may have a very big guest coming on next week. We'll let you know about that on our website and on our Facebook page as we get confirmation, so be sure to stay tuned. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni, our executive producer, and Bob D'Angelo at the WISL Control Board. Be with us again next Monday, 6:30, for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, here on your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040, WISL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com, radio-soccer.com, and WISL1040.com. Have a good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsburgh and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, the Soccer Shack, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.